Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Godawari Power and Ispat Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sana Kapoor from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Yusuf. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Godawari Power and Ispat Limited earnings call to discuss the Q2 and H1 FY24 results. We have on the call Mr. Abhishek Agrawal, Executive Director, Mr. Sanjay Bothra, CFO, and Mr. Dinesh Gandhi, Executive Director. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be, therefore, viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Dinesh Gandhi to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sana. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us with today's conference call to discuss earnings results of Godawari Power and Ispat Limited for Q2 and H1 FY24. Our financial results and earnings presentation is available on our website and on the stock exchange's website. I believe you had a chance to review the same. I will take you through the results first, which we have the question-and-answer session. I'm happy to conclude that GPIL is the performance in Q2 FY24, led by higher production volume of value-added products and the cost saving achieved through the reduction in power and fuel costs on YOY basis. First, coming on the quarterly results, the revenue for the quarter showed marginal decrease of 3% and 1% to 1,291 crore quarter-on-quarter and YOY basis, mainly because of decrease in the realization of value-added products other than iron ore pellets. EBITDA margin increased 18% on quarter-on-quarter basis and 2% on YOY basis to 361 crore, thanks to higher realization of iron ore pellets in Q2 FY24 as compared to Q2 FY23 and lower power and fuel costs. Operating margin increased to 29.63% as compared to 19.90% in Q2 FY23 and 25% in Q1 FY24. PAT attributable to the owners increased to 257 crore, up 11% quarter-on-quarter and 52% YOY. PAT margin also increased to 20% for Q2 FY24. The company continues to remain net debt-free. The net cash on the balance sheet of the company as on 30th September 2023 was 650 crore approx. Coming on the half-yearly numbers, revenue during H1 was lower by 9.6% as compared to H1 of the last financial year due to fall in realization across product range except pellet. However, operating margin was higher at 27% as compared to H1 of the last year at 25%, despite fall in the sales realization across value-added product and lower production volume of iron ore from the captive mines. The higher operating margin was led by reduction in power and fuel costs in the steel division. Coming on the operational performance, I'm delighted to mention that GPIL has achieved highest-ever production volume of steel billet, captive power generation, and silicon manganese on quarterly basis, and sponge iron steel billet and power generation on half-yearly basis. Production volume for iron ore mining was lower as compared to the guidance and also as compared to the last financial year, mainly on account of lower production volume in Boria Tibu mine, owing to lower quality of iron ore grade in Boria Tibu mine, higher volume of BMQ material, resulting in higher cost of mining as compared to market price of iron ore. We have therefore decided to operate the Boria Tibu mine at a very low volume level, and in order to have economical operations at the Boria Tibu mine, the company plans to increase the mining plant with enhanced mining capacity of 2.5 million tons per annum and also install a beneficiation plant at Boriatibu mine. The company has initiated process for revising the mining plan and also apply for environmental approval to increase the mining capacity and for setting up the beneficiation plant. Therefore, the company would presently be focusing only on Aridongri mines to meet its captive requirement of iron ore, and accordingly, guidance is revised. The balance iron ore requirement is sourced from the market, which is cheaper as compared to cost present cost of operations from Boriatibu mine, and therefore, there is no impact of the reduction in the captive iron ore production on the overall iron ore cost consumed, despite lower production from the mine. Further, iron ore volume during the quarter was also impacted by the prolonged monsoon. Normally, during the monsoon period, production volume gets reduced. Iron ore pellet production increased 21% quarter on quarter and marginally down 1% on YOY basis. I may remind you that during the last quarter, in Q1 FY24, the pellet plant was taken for shutdown, and therefore, in the last quarter, the volume was lower. Production volume of sponge iron, steel billet, MS round, HB wire increased both on YOY and quarterly basis. On half-yearly basis also, steel billet, MS round, HB wire increased by 28, 27 and 71% respectively. Coming on the sales volume numbers, iron ore sales increased 45% quarter on quarter basis to 432,697 metric ton. Sales of steel billet and HB wire also increased both quarter on YOY basis by 41% and 15%, and on quarter on quarter basis by 72% and 44% respectively. On half yearly basis, sale of steel billet, MS round, HB wire, galvanized product increased 30%, 9%, 64% and 39% respectively. Realization of iron ore increased 22% to 9,955% on YOY basis, and declined marginally by 2% on quarter-on-quarter basis. On half-yearly basis, realization of iron ore pellet increased by 4% to 10,055 per metric ton. Realization of other products showed a decreasing trend both on quarterly and half-yearly basis. I would like to give some highlight on the strategic updates. I am happy to mention that CRISIL has upgraded the credit rating of the company both for long-term and short-term bank facilities to CRISIL AA. Minus stable from CRISIL A plus positive, and similarly credit rating for the short term bank loan has also been upgraded to CRISIL A1 plus from CRISIL A1. Coming on the updates on the capex plan, just to remind you that GPL had announced MBC's capex plan aimed at significantly enhancing the iron ore mining pellet capacity and setting up a new integrated steel plant. The plan entails more than doubling the iron ore mining capacity at Aridongri mine, expanding it from 2.35 million ton to 6 million ton per month now, and also setting up a beneficiation plant with a capacity of 6 million ton. The project timeline for completion is about 15 months with an estimated capex of 2 crores. GPL also plans to enhance the pellet capacity by 3 ton, resulting in increase in capacity from current 2.47 million ton to 5.7 million ton, and by constructing additional pellet plant. The expected completion time for completion is approximately 30 months from now, and estimated capex is close to about 800 crore. GPL has also decided to increase the capacity of integrated steel plant by 1 million ton by additional 1.1 million ton from 0.5 million ton, taking it to 1.5 million ton. The capex for the same is estimated to 2,500 crore. For all these projects, the company has applied to the Ministry of Environment and Forest for environmental approval. There are three separate applications. One is for expansion in Aridongri mine, for expansion of pelleted steel plant, and for setting up a new integrated steel plant in Daipu, closer to, you know, about 30 kilometers from our existing plant. The public hearing for setting up of an iron ore pellet has already been completed, and we are awaiting the final approval, sometime in the Q4 FY24. The public hearing for Aridongri mines expansion as well as for the new steel integrated plant is awaiting, the time. And presently, because of the assembly election in the state of Chhattisgarh, the same is getting delayed. We hope that the public hearing should take place in Q4 FY24, and we should get the approval soon thereafter. The timeline for public hearing is got delayed because of the declaration of state reason, but we are quite hopeful that by the end of the current financial year, we should be able to get the approvals in place. Further, as you are aware, that GPIL is focused on reducing carbon footprint and is taking concrete steps towards this goal by establishing solar power capacity of 155 megawatts. As of FY23, 100 megawatt solar power plants have already been commissioned and are actively contributing to the cost saving. 30 megawatt solar power plant of GPIL and 25 megawatt HFL are expected to be commissioned in Q2. These projects were earlier expected to be commissioned in Q2. However, because of the monsoon, the commissioning got delayed and now we expect the commissioning to be over in the current quarter. I am also pleased to announce that the board in its meeting held on 3rd November has also approved setting up an additional 20 megawatt captive solar power plant with an investment of 80 crore to meet the captive power requirement of our fabrication and galvanizing plant in Nulla, Raipur. The project is expected to be completed by June 2024 and will result in saving power and fuel cost by 3 rupees per unit, besides reduction in the carbon footprint. As regards the capex in our steel plant, we have already commissioned the steel increase in capacity for announcing the increase in capacity of the steel billet from 400 to 500,000 tons, and now we are awaiting the consent to operate. We are hopeful that the consent to operate shall get to be received by end of this current quarter and shall start contributing to the higher production volume. The debottlenecking capex for replacement of our turbine rolling mill modification are progressing and are expected to be completed in Q4 FY24. The balance capex to be incurred for debottlenecking capex is close to about 71 crore in the current financial year. Coming on the market outlook, on international front, the global iron ore prices have touched 133 CIF. China in mid-March 2020 on the back of reopening of China. However, sharp increase in iron ore supplies by global major as iron ore lower than expected demand pickup in China has led to correction to about $120. Recent announcement by China to support housing and infrastructure might lead to increase in the consumption of iron ore prices. The current iron ore prices CIF China is hovering around $125 to $127. The World Steel Association is forecasting steel demand to increase by 92.3% in 2023 and another 1.7% in 2024. This argues well for demand for iron ore, and we expect prices to be well supported around the current level. On domestic front, iron ore prices by NMDC have seen slight increase from 3,660 ton in January to 4,460 rupees ton currently. Prices have recovered well from the low seen post imposition of export duty, but remain well below the last year level of 5,000 rupees a ton. It is, this is on X mine basis. On the other hand, pellet prices are touching at about 8,800 in July 2023, has increased to about 9,000 in September and are currently hovering at around 10,000 rupees a ton. Given positive demand outlook, pellet prices should well support current level. India remains one of the bright spots globally for steel demand. World Steel Association forecasts India's steel demand to increase by 7.3% in 2023 as compared to 8.2% in 22. Indian government pushed for infrastructure with 33% increase in capital outlay in addition to 75% increase in outlay for arguing well for steel demand, especially for the long steel product. Overall, we expect that the current steel prices should remain supported looking at the demand level, and therefore we expect that our profitability also going forward should remain more or less supported at the current level. With this, I conclude my opening remarks, and now we can open the floor for question answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investment Managers. Please go ahead. Mr. Jatin, your line is unmuted.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So just wanted to understand on our mining business. Now, because of a lower grade in Boria Tibu, we have lowered our guidance by almost 20% for this financial year. So just wanted to understand if we want to look from the FY25 and our expansion perspective. So can you throw some guidance in terms of our mining for FY25 and will we be able to ramp up our production? And in terms of the approval, where are we for the expansion of the iron ore mining? That's the first question.
Morning, Jatin. You know, just to answer you, we have lowered the volumes this financial year. But if you look at the numbers, you know, earlier also we were buying close to about, you know, say 20% from the open market. So in this financial, there will be no financial impact on the closure of 42 mines because the mines was commercially and viable at these prices and the grade we have. And going forward, we are very confident we will be receiving the permission for expansion of the Idongri mines. And we will increase the capacity from 2.35 to as stated at 6 million. And we are confident that for next financial year, the current requirement of iron ore for a pellet plant is 100% captive.
So is it fair to assume that the guidance of 3 million ton which you were giving earlier for FY24 holds true for FY25 or?
Yes. Subject to government approval, but I think with the election getting over and, you know, irrespective of which government comes into power, I think the things will start moving. So we are very hopeful that next financial year we should be able to, I won't say the volume, but whatever requirement is there from our pellet side, it will be 100% captive.
So that assuming a 3 million ton requirement, then that will be suffice from our captive.
If you assume 3 million, then yeah, it should be 100% captive, correct.
And in our pallet capacity, now definitely we have seen some improvement in the realization of the pallet. So can you help us in understanding what was the high grade, with about 65% grade of pallet that we sold this year? And once our new pallet capacity comes in place, what will be the proportion of the high grade pallet in the same?
See, so just to correct you, firstly, we have stopped making 65 pellets. Now the pellet we produce is of 66 grade, a notch higher. And there's a production level, you know, from day one, it has been 65%. So in my bigger plant, 65% is high-grade pellet and 35% is low-grade pellet. And in terms of sale, so we sell about 50-50. So you can say 50% sale is of 63 and 50% sale is of 66 pellets. And that 66 has been consumed in-house for my DRI steel making.
Okay, and okay, so the proposal will continue to remain at 50-50 only?
Yes, because you know, we produce about 1.5 lakh tons of high grade, about 50% is consumed in-house for my steel making.
Right. And now on see a new capex which is going to lined up on the integrated plant, we are waiting for an approval from since quite a long time. So, I mean, at what stage we are, because on the pallet definitely as per your presentation indicates that we have already done a public hearing and we are looking for the clearance. But in terms of the integrated steel plants, where are we in the stage of approval? And as a board, have we decided whether we'll be going into a long steel production or a flat steel production? I mean, how shall one look into the overall capex?
See, so on the approval side, you know, we are, you know, I would say just one step behind the pellet plant. In pellet plant, the public hearing already being concluded. In this case, because of the elections, we couldn't do it. So after the elections, I think we're confident December public hearing will happen, and if everything goes well, we should be able to get the clearances by March of this financial year. And once we have the clearances, we can start the groundwork immediately.
So probably the groundwork will start in FY25.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, so groundwork probably, because of course you can't start the groundwork before, you know, we get the approval. And in the meantime, you know, the second question about the capacity and, you know, where we want to be moving ahead. So I would say they're still evaluating because we still have further time. But to be honest, we're not looking at the long product side. We are mainly looking at the, you know, the flat product side. Because we realize where there's, you know, additional margins are there and with the demand of, you know, automobile going up because of especially the EVs, you know. So these flat products is the right way to go forward. Still, a final decision will be made probably next 3-4 months.
Okay. And last question, this is a bookkeeping question from my side. Can you help us in terms of the coal sourcing mix in the last quarter? And how much coal did we import in Q2? And what is the current inventory as on date?
The coal mix remains the same. We only use, RB1 coal for DRI making, for which we have to import throughout the year. That hasn't changed, even for a bit. And for our power plants and for our, for gasifier operations, we keep sourcing from domestic. We have certain linkages from Coal India, and the additional quantity required, we source it from the market. Because Raipur being a big coal belt, so it's easy to source. On the import side, our imports remains almost same every quarter in quarter, because, with the market being so volatile, it doesn't make sense at all to, stock up extra inventory by buying more or, by not less. So I prefer to move with the market in current scenario. So we import about, 1.5 lakh tons on quarterly basis, and that will still continue to be the same.
Thank you, Abhishek. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Vikas.
Yeah. Sir, I just want to understand, given there's a mismatch in the timeline of our iron ore capacity coming in and pellet coming with a lag of 15 months, is it any provision which allows us to sell iron ore in the market, or we will just bring down the Boriati Ibu to zero and start utilizing only Aridongri? So what is the plan there?
We are definitely allowed to, sell iron ore in the market, after the new MMDR Act. But as a company, we have no interest in selling iron ore in the market because eventually even mining will take some time to ramp up from 2.35 million to 6 million. So the time period, say from now on to the next pellet plant we commission is say about 15 to 16 months. Even we want that time, for ramp up the mining capacity. So I think both the projects are in tandem, and we're hopeful once the pellet plant is commissioned, before that we're able to ramp up the capacity in mining. But we have no intention of selling iron ore in the market. That's for sure.
Okay, but even if you want to, there would be some additional premium which you need to pay, right? That
25% there's no premium on it, because the mine, is before the legal issue, before the MMDR Act. The rule says if you have to sell in the market, you can sell it to 50% as a part of commercial mining, but then you have to pay additional royalty, which comes to about 1,000 rupees a ton. So straight away, our license will be 1,000 rupees less. So it doesn't make any sense to sell in open market.
Understood. My second question pertains to Boriati Ibu. So is it the lower gate is the same problem, or we are experiencing the this problem with the entire mine, or almost all of the seams are of low grade, and which will in future would haunt us?
No. So there is no seam out. See, this is how mining is, That's what the reserve you get. That is, So till now, we were able to mine, bring it to plant, beneficate with along with the other mines. But then with the current prices, we feel it's commercially inviable because of the recovery percentage. So it's better to install a plant in the mines and then benefit it and then bring it to the plant. So commercially, it doesn't make sense to operate Boriati Ibu at the moment right now.
And at what price basically you feel that it would be commercially viable?
The problem is, you can't start and stop a mine, right? Because there are a lot of other factors as well. But, say another 2,000 rupees from now on, from here on, if the fine price is open in India, then it makes sense to, use that money. But still, the impact of Boriati Ibu going out of the production doesn't make, on low volume, doesn't have an impact on us, because we are still buying from the market, and our first focus is to, make Aridongri ramp up the production and make it capital.
Understood. Just one question on Aridongri. With the heightened capacity, how does it impact our mining life? Because I think we have just 30 years of mining life previously. Would it come down to less than 20? How does it play out?
See, our lease is still 20557. So we still have about 34, 35 years in terms of the lease. But in terms of, we have already declared a reserve of about, say, 165 million tons. And, further exploration is going on where we feel, there is a potential of further deposits. So as and where probably, we have some data, we will definitely share with everyone. But at the moment, you can say easily we at least cover next 2 decades, at least 20 years with the increased mining capacity.
Okay, so even with the increased mining capacity, 20 years is covered.
Yeah, we easily cover at least 20, 20, 45. So nothing to worry on that front.
Understood. And just one last question in terms of our integrated steel plant. So just wanted to know if we have already purchased the land bank, what's the status of that? And this 2,500 crore seems to be a bit low for an HRC plant. So is the module is something different? We are going in a narrow...
No. So, see, when we are envisaged this budget, we were thinking a mix of flat, long, we were trying to explore other market as well because till now we have been doing long products. So this capex was envisaged long back. But once we have the final figures and we decide on the capacity and what product, probably then we can, always amend and, give the date. But at the moment, since we don't have the numbers, we're still evaluating, so we want to keep it to 2,500 only. If it goes above, we will definitely, share with everyone.
Understood. Thank you and all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Satyan Vadwa from Provision Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Just wanted to know what sort of margin expansion you are thinking out of the steel plant, and is it because you think demand for pellets will be lower going forward as China sort of slows down, and that's why you have to get into steel? Because in terms of this capital intensity, steel is quite capital intensive compared to your existing businesses, which are quite profitable.
No, I would like to differ in that. The reason we want to enter this steel is because, we see an additional EBITDA over the pellet margins, because we are into high-grade market, we made a 66 pellet, and so I don't think so there will be pressure on us to sell pellets because the kind of capacities are coming up in India, and you see Middle East, right? So Middle East is increasing capacity like anything, because of the gas being available. So I don't see challenge in selling up high-grade pellets, which will be the major chunk of volume. But when you evaluate, so when you, consider the pellet at today's cost and transfer into steel making, we further see an EBITDA of at least, about 8 to 10 rupees. So that is the reason, we want to, power integrate into steel rather than only remaining a pellet player.
Right. So, the additional EBITDA over pellet EBITDA would be how much in terms of steel?
Say, at current prices, about current market, it should be about 10,000 rupees.
10,000 rupees.
Over and above pellet EBITDA.
Over and above the pellet EBITDA.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. Morning, sir. So my first question regarding, sir, just you told, said, sir, your mining capacity is you have to just revise due to the low grade from the Boria Tibu mine, sir.
Yes. See, we are not denying the mining capacity. All we've done is because in today's market that mines is commercially become a little unviable, so we've headed to lower the volume and then, put up a beneficiation plant there and then adopt that process of, beneficiating and then bringing it to the plant for usage. That's the only thing.
Sir, is there any impact on revenue from this only? Or is there any impact of this we have to lower mining from Boria Tibu? Or could this
so financially there is no impact in this financial year and going forward also. Because at the moment also commercially, the mines is not viable. So it's better to, source from the market rather than, mining and then using it back. So financially, this financial year and going forward also, we don't see any impact.
Okay. So next financial, we hope if this mining will start normally.
No, Boria Tibu will take time because we will be, putting up a plant to integrate and we will further enhance our mining capacity. So, we need to take the required approvals from the state and the center government, including the mines ministry. So, that will take some time. So, we can expect Boria Tibu can come back into production with beneficiation, say, next 24 to 30 months. We're looking at, FY27 probably.
So, we have to set up a new plant near to Boria Tibu, no?
Yeah, we will set up a new plant, beneficiation plant in the mines itself. So for that, all the required approvals and other infrastructure has to be created. So that will take some time. In the meantime, for next financial year, we will parallelly increase the capacity of our other mine, I don't know.
Okay, so we have to, for example, Boria Tibu, we have 85 million tons of capacity reserve is there. Yeah? For.
Yeah, as of now, explore data, what you said is right, correct. Yes.
Yes, sir. So sir, in that case, can we ramp up our Ari Dongri mines? Is there a problem?
Yeah, I've just spoken to, you know, I've just spoken sometime back. We are waiting for the approval for the Ari Dongri mines, and once we have the approval, which should be have in hand in next 3-4 months, from next financial year, we will raise the capacity from 2.35 to 6 million tons.
Okay, okay. So my next question is regarding, sir, can you help me, help us to please tell you if you are able to achieve your FY 2024 guidance for ferroalloy and pellets?
Yes, yes. So whatever guidance we have given this financial year, apart from mining, we are very much on track, and we are confident we will be able to achieve it.
Okay. And in margin front, sir, can we hope, please, sir, this margin will stay or is there any margin changes in next two quarters, sir?
See, at the moment, things look good because China, you know, is buying a lot of iron ore, so the prices of pellet have gone up in India as well.
Mm-hmm.
With festive season getting over after Diwali, and this has been the peak demand season for steel in India. With government spending, we are confident the prices should sustain, and we should be able to maintain the EBITDA going forward. Unless, of course, they change the market, but at these levels, we are confident we should be able to maintain EBITDA at these levels.
Okay. Sir, your outlook on the, sir, margin front, especially ferroalloy, or this margin will, this realization will sustain for next one quarter, or any downside is there, sir?
This is very difficult to predict, yeah, because, you know, even ferroalloy, you know, it's globally connected. For one thing is for sure, the pellet prices are at the rock bottom at the moment, and with the current raw material prices, the margins are bare minimum, which used to be earlier. The only saving, you know, the only positive side for us is with the new solar plant getting commissioned, our power costs will go down, which will, you know, improve the margins in ferroalloy, because ferroalloy is a high power cascade unit. So we see a upside there. Apart from that, market looks quite stable and depends, you know, how globally steel plays. Because in India, ferroalloy is a big market for export as well, especially Europe and all.
Okay. Sir, your view on, sir, domestic steel market size and especially how is the steel market in India, sir, in next one year, sir, from here?
I'm bullish. I am bullish with the government spending. So, let's see, let's hope for the best.
Okay. Right, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Dhayal from Niveshaay Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good noon, sir. I just had this question that, as we are adding another process of beneficiation, like beneficiation in our manufacturing process, so what is the improvement in margins that we expect from this expansion?
See, as I explained earlier, the only reason we are installing a plant of beneficiation in mines is to do the cost-saving part, because earlier we were beneficiating everything by bringing it to Raipur, the complex. So we were losing on the transportation, because when you beneficiate, there's some tailing, you know, the yield loss as well. So to save on that cost, which is, you know, substantial, say, 150 rupees at the moment, we are installing a plant in the mines. So the process remains the same, the quality of pellet we make will remain same. The cost of mining and, you know, everything will go down.
Correct, correct. Sure, sir. And, what is the kind of EBITDA expansion that we are looking per ton or, EBITDA expansion in terms of margins?
See, the margin is gonna be. See, it's a small saving of 350 rupees, but when you look at the volume we're gonna be doing, so, you know, the payback is quite fast. So it's not a substantial improvement, 150-200 rupees, but when you look at 6 million ton going forward, it becomes almost 100 crores a year. So with the amount of CapEx we're doing, the payback is hardly 18-24 months. That's the reason we're doing in the mines itself right now.
Correct, sir. Thank you. And, also I had.
Plus saving on royalty, plus saving on some part of royalty.
Exactly.
Okay, correct. And, I just had this question: so what is the captive consumption of every level at every levels of manufacturing process, if you could give us any guidance?
See, at the current market levels, I think, you know, all the different products are, you know, are in positive. being pellets, fungi and billets or but you know, it's difficult to comment on individual performance because, you know, when it's a complete steel plant, so you have to look at, you know, from backward to forward, you know. So it will be difficult to comment on individual products, you know, possibility, but I can assure you, all the divisions are doing good.
Correct. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Before we move to the next question, reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Jatin Kaitwapalli from Investavi PMS. Please proceed.
Hi, we'd like to know, one, you know, your plans to split have actually got postponed or cancelled. So is it like, or is there a timeline on which you will reconsider that? The other is that with the new emphasis on solar plants and power and fuel saving, while you are saying you'll be able to maintain the current EBITDA with the new power capacity, etc., which you are planning, will there be a benefit of that coming into the EBITDA margin as well? And finally, how are you seeing your pellet exports going forward in terms of growth?
So the first part, Dinesh will take care. I will answer the technical part and then Dinesh can take over. So see, on the solar side, definitely we can, once the entire plant is commissioned and with our capex of debottleneck, we can see an additional EBITDA of, you know, 700 crores going forward annually on the power side itself. On the export side, you know, we always in the market, but you know, for us, domestic prices are still better for the export market. And because of a high grade, we don't have any pressure in selling domestically. So till the time we don't, you know, the license doesn't come at par with domestic, we are happy selling domestic. So we have no, we are always open, but then it's not guaranteed when we start exporting again. Because for us, prices, you know, expand license is the topmost priority.
And how do you see revenue growth going forward?
See, it depends on the steel prices, yeah, because and for us, you know, we are operating at almost 100% capacity, 90% capacity across the plants. You know, the only thing we should add up is, you know, our additional 1.5 lakh tons of, you know, steel billet. So depending on the market prices, the revenues should go up going forward. Because I see the demand in India for steel going to be on the side due to government spending.
Okay.
I'll make some addition on the, you know, volume growth and the sales growth. In fact, the sales growth is going to come with the, you know, setting of an additional, as Abhishek told you, that the plants are running almost at 95-100% capacity utilization. So volume growth will come only when we set up the additional pellet plant and additional steel plant, which we have announced. Till then, you know, this is the sales, you know, growth will come only with the price growth. If there is a degrowth in price, there will be a degrowth in sales. If there is a growth in the pricing, then the sales, you know, will also grow. Coming on the split side, see, we had initiated a proposal to split shares, but our board of directors felt that, you know, the current volume and the price of the share is not very high, which requires the, you know, split of shares. And we had almost about a year and a half back split the share from 10 rupees to 5 rupees. So board suggested to wait us for some time, and at an appropriate time, the proposal should be revisited. There is no timeline for revisiting the proposal.
Okay. And practically speaking, when do you expect this additional capacity to start kicking in? You are saying
new capacity is asking.
See, for the steel division, I think we are waiting for the required approval, which should be in hand, you know, probably very soon. So I think from next quarter, we can see the additional capacity of steel melting, you know, coming to production. And for the pellet plant, Q4 of FY25, Q4 FY25 is what we're looking at for the additional volume, Q4 of FY25.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Siddharth Gadekar from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
So my first question is on the pellet side. Now, given that our expansion will be starting somewhere in 4Q or early FY25, when do we expect the first capacities to come online, and what should be the fair assumption in terms of volumes in FY26, or we will see the entire volumes coming in FY27?
No, no, as I mentioned, so FY25 means, which is like now 15 months from now on, right? So from FY26, we can start seeing the additional volume of, you know, the pellet capacity, which will be putting up. FY27 is too far. We will be able to commission the plant, you know, 12 months earlier.
Okay. So, and so pellet should be roughly around 1 million ton of contribution in FY26. And the balance will be coming in FY27. Is that a fair assumption?
No, no, no. See, the pellet plant, the first pellet plant you're going to be putting up, it will be commissioned in Q4 FY25. And so simply in FY26, we can realize the entire production volume. Nothing will pass on 27. Of course, we are confident we should be able to achieve 100% capacity, you know, within few months of starting the plant.
Okay, so our ramp up will be much faster than normally.
Because I think we have a good expertise on our hand. You know, we are already running two pellet units, so we don't see a challenge in ramping up the capacity.
Okay, so and in terms of our steel making capacities, is it fair that our capex should get over anywhere by end of FY26, and FY27 will be a meaningful volume growth from the steel side as well?
Yeah, see, if we have the required approvals and we start the groundwork, we are confident the new steel plant will take about 30 months, you know, from date of groundwork. So, if that happens and everything is within the timeline, we should be able to see the significant volume growth.
Okay. So, and once the approvals come in, that is when we'll finalize that what processes are we going to use to make the steel?
That working is finally going on. We have been evaluating, because for us also this is, you know, something new. Till now we haven't done it. So we've been evaluating, you know, with all the stakeholders, you know, the experts in the market. And I think we should be able to close everything in next 3 to 4 months. So that once we get the permission, we can straight away start the groundwork.
Okay, got it. So broadly by FY26 end, all these capexes should be completed.
I think the steel plant can, you know, probably, you know, overlap.
Still over to FY27.
Yeah, depending on the approvals and you know, everything else.
Okay. So assuming things come by this year end, we should be on track for a healthy volume growth in 26 and 27 driven by pellets and steel. That is a fair assumption, right?
Correct. This is a fair assumption.
And then once our incremental pellet capacities come online, how should we look at the mix between high grade and the normal pellets?
No, so see, the new pellet plant is coming up is going to be again on the high grade. So the mix will change. So with further capacity, we should be able to produce, say, close to 75% of will be the high grade pellets, and 20% will be of low grade pellets, the normal pellets only.
Okay. And the 66% pellets are currently at rupees premium to the normal pellets?
So the normal pellet, yeah, the premium is anything between, you know, depending on the market condition, you know, it's 1,000 rupees as well as gone. But I would say on a fair basis, about 1,500 rupees. You know, on a yearly average basis, about 1,500 rupees from the 63 pellets.
Okay, so got it. Thank you. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aditya Valekar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So, sir, couple of questions. So how is the ferroalloy business doing as of now? If you can individually throw some light on GPIL, HFL and Alloc ferroalloy business.
See, on the ferroalloy side, in terms of market, I would say the market, the prices are, you know, exactly rock bottom, because globally the market is quite weak, because, you know, India is suffering in terms of alloy capacity. So a lot of alloys has to be exported to, you know, to achieve that balance between domestic and export. Because the export market is quite subdued, so it has a, you know, the same effect in the domestic pricing. So I would say right now the margins are, you know, between 2 to 3 rupees. But, you know, going forward, we hope the margins will improve when the demand comes back into the market.
Understood. And second one is on thermal coal. So what is the thermal coal cost you incurred in Q2 of this fiscal?
See, Q2 average price was, you know, about 12,000 rupees a ton. And Q3, we've seen the international market has started going up, so there'll be margin increase. And Q4 onwards, let's see how the market plays. But Q3 was below 12 rupees, and Q3 will be margin above 12 rupees, because the incoming coal is on the higher side.
Understood. And lastly, I missed on that part on Ari Dongri beneficiation plant. So what's the CapEx, incremental CapEx for that, and what is our CapEx guidance?
Total, we have in charge in the mining, you know, within mining capacity enhancement as well as the beneficiation plant. The total CapEx in charge is about 200 crore, and we should be able to, you know, complete the desired projects within the budget.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Moksha Shah from Yellow Jersey. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Moksha.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my question for the management was, there are market rumors about the company getting into forward integration, expanding into new business verticals. So what are your views on that?
No, there is no market rumors, Moksha. We are in the process of, you know, building up a new steel plant, and there the value-added steel will be manufactured. What steel, what kind of product will be manufactured, will be decided, as Abhishek mentioned earlier. And, you know, hopefully, we should be able to make a concrete, announce a concrete plan on which kind of product by maybe end of the current financial year or maybe at the time of the, you know, results call for Q4 FY 2024.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Marshall, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, first of all, my humble request, sir, like, you are speaking through speaker, so your voice is very much getting echoed. We are not able to fully understand it. So if you could kindly speak a bit slowly, it will be really helpful, sir.
Thank you. I will do that.
Yeah. Second thing, sir, regarding this, the price of a different product, can you please give some idea that what was the prevailing average price of pellet, sponge iron, billet, round, MS round, and DSB wire during the month of October, or you can say recent price, please?
See, month of October, the pellet prices have been around, you know, 10,000 rupees domestically. And for sponge iron, it was about 30,000 rupees. The market has gone down, you know, by over 5% due to weak demand and the festive season. Sponge iron was about 30,000, billet was about 42,000-43,000, wire was about 48,000. And the prices remain to, you know, at these levels only because of the subdued demand, and it should improve going forward when the festive season is over.
MS round, sir?
MS, I said 48.
48. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And my second question is regarding this, the new CapEx.
Yes, please.
First of all, like this new package, CapEx of about integrated steel plant, are we going to do it the existing site, wherein, like, for example, this existing common facility will be used, or it will be also a greenfield plant?
No, it will be a different location, and it will be a totally a greenfield project. It will be in the Godavari Power, the same company, but then, of course, it's going to be a new location with a totally a greenfield project.
Okay. And, like, are we going to make the similar product like this MS round and the MS wire, or are we going for the cold roll?
No, no. So that, so see, currently we follow the second rule of steel making, which is a cold-based GRI plus induction furnace. And going forward, we will be, you know, putting up a blast furnace and make value-added products like others.
Like other, like this, hot-rolled coil, cold-rolled coil, like this, right?
Yeah, depending if you go with the hot-rolled coil or we, you know, we go for... So whatever products we choose, we should be able to, you know, freeze on those in next couple of, you know, 2 or 3 months.
Because I was just, like, making a small analysis here, because our current capacity, for example, of this MS round and SB wire is 60% and 75% only utilized. So I was thinking if you are expanding the same thing, then, like, it will be difficult. But if you are adding new product, then it's fine.
Yeah. So we don't intend to, you know, to be honest, at the moment, I think, the long products have taken a back seat, and we are focusing on value-added steel.
Okay. But, like, there is one point, I want to play this, like, for example, devil's advocate here. We have come a long way. In 2017, we had net debt of 2,000 crore rupees. Now we are 600 crore rupees plus net debt. If we are going to have the 2,500 crore CapEx at one shot,
means like whether we will be able to fully market it, and however, yeah, and more so we don't have coal linkage also. Sorry, we don't have the coal mining, our own captive mining. So, like, how are we sure that, like, we will not again fall in the, I will not say, the, like, for example, debt trap, but, for example, even if we make such a huge investment and if we are not able to fully utilize it, then, like, there will be burden of depreciation or loss of, for example, no, like, this funding revenue, like, which we could have invested somewhere else.
See, to be honest, when we are first put up a pellet plant, you know, almost 15, 2008, 2009, yeah, we were one of the first movers in India when to put up a pellet plant. So, you know, we don't see a challenge, you know, with every new challenge, you know. So we are very confident, you know, with the team we already have and further on recruit. I don't see any challenge, you know, being not able to produce at the desired levels or market it. Secondly, you know, since you mentioned we don't have any coal mine, but, you know, we have an iron ore mine, which is a big, big plus. So, you know, so one side of our steel making is always covered with a captive iron ore mining. So even in the cost implication because of no coal mines, I don't see a challenge, you know, in achieving the profitability we have, you know, we desire to.
But sir, like, since we already have expertise in the mining sector, so why we are not bidding for the coal mining? Because government is there, like, every third of my month, the government is opening so much, like
see, I'll tell you a second reason why we're not doing it, because for DRI, the coal availability in India is not up to the, you know, up to the same mark. If we start using the domestic coal, our production in the DRI will go down, which we don't want to do. So we have to keep importing for a DRI, which is about 0.5 million tons annually, or 0.4 million tons annually. That is the first thing. For power plants, you know, as we have announced, you know, we have been expanding aggressively in solar, you know, to look at the cost saving as well as in terms of, you know, the green initiative of the carbon emission. Thirdly, the remaining volume, you know, whatever we need to source on the domestic market, you know, we have linkage with Coal India, which is almost at the market price, depending on the, you know, auction. So we don't see a very, you know, cost implication on the coal side compared to iron ore side. So since we have iron ore side covered, so, you know, for us, it's good enough to move forward. And on the capex side, see, we are a surplus cash company, and with the plans going forward, you know, we should be able to edit MHC beta on a year on a basis so that, you know, we can fund it, you know, internally.
So much like if you're not going to have any debt, like new debt for this integral plant, then it's a good thing.
See, that's the intention, but depending on the capacity we go forward and which product value product we choose, even if we have to take some debt, you know, it's going to be well within the limit, because in the end we have realized where it gone wrong, you know, 12 years back. So we are very sure how to proceed forward so that the balance sheet doesn't come under stress any forward, you know, going forward.
Just like one input, we have seen that, like, other major player in the steel, they have tied up or they have acquired some stake in the overseas, for example, coal mining companies. So I don't know to name it here, but, like, you know it very well. So suppose, since you are saying you have a logical point that this domestic available coal is not good for the DRI, that's fine. So why don't we acquire some stake overseas in Indonesia or Africa or some other companies?
See, again, as I'm saying, see, all these assets are not available at cheap value, you know. And to just to secure certain volumes of coal for a captive production, we don't see any value addition compared to investing the same money, probably, you know, again, going forward the steel plant. So, you have rightly mentioned we should, but I mean, on the cost indication side, I would say we are very much covered because of iron ore, and we want to utilize our money, probably, you know, making high-value steel rather than, you know, going backward and making coal captive.
Okay, but, like, this is very small point. So, since you mentioned about the DR, that's fine. So, suppose if you take a local, suppose if you participate in any bidding of the coal mine auction, so that coal can't be utilized for this manufacturing of sponge iron or this pellet or billet.
See, I just said all these coals, you know. So SME, in the past also we have bid for, you know, few of the coal mines, but we were never very aggressive. And in terms of quality, all the coal produced in India is possible to use in our domestic production. But as I mentioned, if we use that coal, our production volume will drastically go down, especially in DRI, because in domestic coal the ash is very high. And because of the higher ash, our production volume will go down, which we have no intention to reduce.
No, sir, I'm not saying about DRI use for the DRI. I'm only saying for manufacturing our current products, for example, billet or, for example.
So, billet doesn't require any coal. You know, we generate power. We are already, you know, having linkage with Coal India for our thermal power plants. So that is covered. For DRI, we keep importing. And for pellet plant, we have an exposure of about, say, 2 to 3 lakh tons annually, which is not a big exposure. And the domestic coal, you know, is readily available nearby.
Very detailed answer, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ruchita Ghatke from iWealth. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So I had a few questions regarding your volume growth. So going ahead, do we, like in the next 2 years, do we see any incremental capacity coming in other than the mining capacity that we had mentioned? So if you can give a little clarity on that.
See, the pellet capacity will further add up. As we mentioned before also, the we expect the pellet plant approval to be in hand in next couple of months. Once we have that, we'll start the work. And in FY26, we can see the entire ferroalloy coming into production, which is, you know, as desired. And parallelly, next quarter, Q4 of this financial year, our additional steel capacity of 125,000 tons, 1.25 lakh tons, will also be operational. The project is completed. We're just waiting for the required approvals. When we have the approvals, we'll start the operations.
That is Q3, right?
Q4. So Q3 is already running. So that will be Q4. And then next financial, FY26, you can see the entire volume of pellet into production, the new pellet plant.
Okay. Pellet by FY26. And so, as you've mentioned, that you'll not be selling this extra mining capacity in the market, right?
Yes, we won't be.
You won't be doing this.
Yeah, because we want to preserve the iron ore for our captive consumption. Plus, as per the new law, we will have to pay additional royalty for selling anything in the market. And so we have no intention of selling anything in the market.
Okay. So, one more thing. Currently, you know, a ballpark number basically, your EBITDA per ton is around 6,099 rupees. So, do we see this settling at the current rate or we see it deviating and what would be the reason?
So, see, as I mentioned earlier also, depending on the market scenario, if the market sustains at these levels, we are confident of maintaining the, you know, the current EBITDA levels. And of course, things go here and there. Of course, there can be division, but we are confident with such a season over and the demand going to be picking up going forward, we should be able to maintain such a EBITDA levels.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anand Mundra from My Temple Capital. Please proceed.
Hello. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, how much of our current power sourcing is from the grid?
See, from grid, we are not importing. We do import, but the portion is hardly, would say, 2 or 3% of the entire requirement. Because we have commissioned our first year solar plant of 70 megawatts under the banking policy of the state government. And so whatever we are importing from the grid is mainly on account of solar power we generate, and the remaining is you know, from the grid power. So in terms of, you can say about 2 or 3% of the entire requirement only.
Okay, so it's majorly captive.
It's majorly captive, but I would say 98-99% captive only. Yes.
Alright. And sir, Boria Tibu also we are planning a beneficiation plan, right?
Yes, we are. We have started to, you know, apply for the required approvals and other things. And we will be putting up a beneficiation plant in Boria Tibu going forward.
So until then, I think the plant is going to be shut, unless obviously you said
the plant will not be shut. We will be operating at a quite lower. We will be operating at lower volumes because, as I mentioned earlier, at the current prices, the mines is commercially viable. So it's better to, you know, operate at a minimum level than put up a plant going forward and then bring the ore to the plant for usage.
Okay, okay. And so we are not planning any expansion at Boria Tibu. All our mining capex is happening at Aridongri.
At the moment it's happening at Aridongri. Once everything is finalized in terms of Boria Tibu, we will share the required capex and, you know, the enhanced capacity and everything else. At a very early stage, probably going forward, once we have all the details in hand, we will definitely share.
All right. Okay. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jinesh Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, Abhishek G and entire team, for the excellent set of numbers. The first question is,
As I understand, the current product mix for pellet is 50-50 for 62 and 66. Do we have any plan to improve that percentage for this high-grade pellet in this financial year?
Thank you for the congratulations. There is a confusion. Right now, the production of high-grade is about 65% compared to 35%. But in terms of merchant sale, the ratio is 50-50 because the remaining is used in our in-house for steel making, the high-grade pellets. And going forward, the new pellet plant is going to come up, will also be producing high-grade. So the charge mix will change. About 80% will be about high-grade and 20% will be of 63-grade pellets.
Okay. The next point is regarding your CapEx plan on slide number 10, page number T10 of the PPT, where you have mentioned that you will be taking 15 months for iron ore mining and iron ore beneficiation, vis-a-vis the pellet plant will take 30 months. But based on today's conversion, what I understand, this 3 million capacity will be available by next financial year. Is this the right understanding?
So see, the mining and the pellet plant, so the 30 months were desired from date of, you know, once you applied for the permission. Once you have the permission, which will happen probably next couple of months, the execution time of the project will be about 15 to 16 months. So we see the entire capacity of pellet coming into production in FY26.
Okay. But in that case, you will be having your iron ore mining beneficiation plant will be...
Yeah, that's the whole idea. We have parallelly applied for permissions for our iron ore mine capacity expansion as well. And once we receive the permission, so gradually we'll also ramp up the capacity so that there is no lag between the new pellet plant and the new mining capacity. So that we remain fully captive going forward.
Okay. The next point is regarding your integrated steel plant, which you are increasing from 0.5 to 1.5 million ton with the investment of 2,500 crores. Are we looking at any opportunity in terms of inorganic, in terms of acquisition of any existing steel plant?
We have always been, you know, we have always been open for, you know, any inorganic growth. So given if there is an opportunity where we feel, you know, that there is value to a certain asset, we will definitely look for it. But to be very honest, we haven't come across such at the moment, and we are not very aggressive also. And parallelly, if we had the required approvals, then we were happy to go ahead with the green steel project.
And what will be the ROI or return or a payback period for this 1.5 million steel plant?
See, it's too early to call, but you know what we have in charge with the current market scenario. We can, you know, see an additional EBITDA of say 8,000 pieces, you know, over the current EBITDA of the current complex. So if we'll go by that look, and you know, second question is depending on the capex. We have in charge 2,500, but if it remains 2,500 or it goes up, it goes down. So I think it will be difficult, but we do up with the current, you know, with our own captive minds, we don't see a ROI more than, you know, 2.5-3 years, to be very honest.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Hello. Thank you, participants, for joining us with the conference call of Godavari Power and Ispat Limited. If there is any question left to be answered, or if you need some more clarity on the company's performance, you can approach us directly or our investor relation agency, Go India Advisors. Thank you very much for joining this call. And with this, we conclude this call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.